Hi, and thank you for joining us today for Destigmatizing Urology, an official podcast series from Urology Times. As we all know, stereotypes and misleading information circulate within the field of urology, and these miscommunications can negatively affect doctor-patient counseling and decision-making. This series destigmatizes topics in urology alongside clinical experts to help listeners practice more efficiently and foster better relationships with their patients. I'm your host and Urology Times assistant editor, Janelle Hart. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Arthur L. Burnett. He discusses male sexual dysfunction and how the stigma surrounding this condition can lead to worsening physical health for these patients. Burnett is a professor of urology and oncology at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland. Besides erectile dysfunction, Peyronie disease, and ejaculatory dysfunction, are there any other men's health or sexual dysfunction-related conditions that have stigmas attached to them?
I think the way to think about male sexual dysfunction is to recognize the different elements of the male sexual response cycle. And we think about sexual interest or sexual drive, also known as libido, as one component of that. Then there's arousal and erections, and then there's the aspect then of orgasm and ejaculation. So I think those are kind of the more conventional ways of thinking about it. So with that, then you mentioned a couple things. You mentioned the sexual dysfunction of erectile dysfunction and penile deformity and Peyronie disease. But we can also think about these other sides of it for the male libido aspect, or that is related to hypogonadism. Much of the time, it could relate to sometimes stressors in life, psychological and psychosocial matters. And so you can see how that has its association there, and perhaps that has a stigma associated with it as well, just to not have an interest in sexual activity. And then perhaps in certain relationships, there's this downside of a partner saying, why aren't you interested in us being active? And you can see how that has that kind of connotation on that side. You know, certainly you mentioned on the other side briefly the ejaculatory dysfunction, and I'll comment on that, because that also perhaps is not as common and perhaps not considered as much as erectile dysfunction. But, you know, that does impact relationships as well. And there may be the stigma there of inability to perform to a degree of completion of a sexual activity. And that can also antagonize the relationship.
What are some of the stigmas surrounding sexual dysfunction conditions?
Yes, well, some of the stigmas related to sexual dysfunction conditions have to do with the fact that on the male side, certainly, the sense that men should have sexual prowess, that they should be masculine and functional and can't perform with any of these aspects of the male sexual response cycle, then you're less of a man. That certainly, I think, is the most significant stigma, the stigma that you're impaired, that you're not quite the man that you want to be or what you perceive your partner wants you to be. So to me, that's the biggest issue surrounding that in terms of the stigma of male dysfunction, manhood, compromise, what have you, or lack of masculinity surrounding sexual dysfunction.
And so how do these stigmas affect treatment?
Well, I think the stigmas affect treatment to the extent that treatments in urology can impact sexual function. So on one level, we can talk about how treatments for other urologic conditions can lead to impairments in sexual function. There's also the stigma related to getting treated too, just for sexual dysfunction and circumstances surrounding that. But let me take on the first briefly. Take a good example, prostate cancer management. Thought that a man may lose his manhood with treatments for prostate cancer of any sort, really then has that relationship to the extent that men may wish not to undergo treatment, may not even want to get evaluated or screened for prostate cancer for fear that they may lose it. So, you know, you can see how that has impact there, major urologic disease state where treatment can impact sexual function. And therefore, you can see how that the stigma surrounds all of that. And there are many other examples of urologic treatments that can affect male sexual function. So you can see the fear of losing their function could have a problem in terms of getting properly managed with regard to urologic condition. As far as treatments for sexual dysfunction themselves, issues surrounding that are you less of a man if you need to get psychological counseling? Are you less of a man if you have to take a medication or have to get some sort of treatment that has to allow you to be functional? As urologic surgeons who deal in sexual medicine, we have many patients who will want to keep the things quiet sometimes with partners or even exploring male health clinics without telling their regular physician about things. So nobody really wants to say, I'm dealing with this problem and I need to seek treatment. So you can see there's stigma surrounding just having the problem and seeking treatments along those lines as well.
And so, what would you say is the urologist's role in destigmatizing sexual dysfunction?
The urologist has a role, I think, almost as a physician for men, a male health provider for patients, much like there's a sense that gynecologists are there for women. And I think that urologists can play a role to bring about the discussion of sexual dysfunction in men. They can play a role in being forthright about how the treatments are offered may impact function, but yet to be positive-minded about the need to get treated. If it's a disease state that can compromise your health and your life, you got to get treated. I think urologists can be very forthright in informing men about the opportunities to still preserve and restore sexual function with the treatments that will come through the urologic practices. So I think we have a role here to do that. And even if there's patients who've had cardiovascular disease, other medications are on that may impact sexual function, that urologist can still step in and acknowledge the problem and talk about taking proactive steps to manage sexual dysfunction.
Great. And lastly, Dr. Burnett, is there anything else you feel our audience should know about this topic?
It's been certainly the hallmark of my career to be focused in the area of preserving sexual health and promoting male sexual health and wellness and wholeness. I think it should remain our goal, even as we think very focused way about the conditions we're treating. So we should think about the man in totality and recognize the impact on his overall physical, mental, emotional health, and how sexual function is part of all that wellness. So I would certainly underscore that message.
Be sure to subscribe to Destigmatizing Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. You can get the latest clinical perspectives and practice management advice by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.